In this fifth and final video of our series, we are looking at pouring on the energy. Prior to this, we've been talking about drops, but in this video, we're talking about pouring on the energy to take your relationship to a completely new level.
Yes, the first four drops were all about bringing you to this conflict resolution. Now you've got a chance to celebrate because you've successfully resolved your conflict, and it is a great opportunity.
Now there's lots to celebrate about. You might think, well, what's the big celebration? But again, we have to look carefully at the process, what we've been doing. You have actually learned how to pause, to be calm. You've then gone on to reflect how it is for the other person in your life. You've then gone on to accept responsibility, take that responsibility to do whatever it takes to get through this conflict. And you've done that. You've actually done that. You've then got to the stage where you've been able to refresh your relationship, yourself coming back to being the person you really want to be. So there's lots to celebrate about. But the tendency is going to be, oh, what about all these upsets in the past? This is too easy. No, don't go there. Stay in this moment and celebrate what you've achieved.
Yes, and the great thing about drop number five, pouring on the energy, is that use it for the end of your conflict resolution. It's great. It's time to celebrate. But then it also stands alone as a great preventative and nourishing strategy that will build up the strength of your whole relationship.
So basically what you're doing is you're looking for those little small, it might be a very small thing. You're reflecting it back to the other person that you actually saw the great things that they are doing rather than focusing. Just like, for example, we've got honeybees and we've got flies. So a fly's focus is to find the rotten thing even in a beautiful garden. And the honeybee's default setting is even in a rubbish tip, they're searching, where is the flower? So we can become like the honeybee. Then we will always find those small good things. And when we show them to the other person that they're actually possessing those qualities, they'll start to manifest them more and more. They will step into that role.
And we don't have to wait for something big. That's a mistake we make sometimes. Yeah, I'll acknowledge him when he does something that's really worthwhile.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't wait around for everything to change overnight. Yes, when I see he or she's been really great, then I'll tell them. We're looking to begin from small molecules and build them into
big mountains
of success. So you've got everything now. You've had all five drops.
Yeah.
You've got the ebook for your reference and to work through the chapters of that ebook. I want to acknowledge you for participating in this program, and we look forward to seeing you in the next program that you take up with us.
Yes, let's catch up again.
So until then, we'll see you.
Keep practicing.